BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Biden has said he should know by the end of Friday whether there is a deal with Republicans to raise the government debt ceiling so it can continue to pay its bills. He was speaking on the White House lawn before leaving Washington by helicopter.
With regard to the debt limit, things are looking good and very optimistic. I hope we'll have some clearer evidence tonight before the clock strikes 12 that we have a deal. But it's very close, and I'm optimistic.
The two sides have a little more breathing room after the US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen extended the debt ceiling deadline by 4 days to the 5th of June. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has condemned the government of Kosovo for using force to install ethnic Albanian mayors in Serb-majority areas. Mr. Blinken said it had escalated tension and undermined international efforts to improve relations between Kosovo and Serbia. Guy Delaney explains what happened.
We've had three ethnic Albanian mayors inaugurated in majority Serb parts of North Kosovo. And during the day, the authorities in Kosovo, i.e. the authorities from Pristina, decided they wanted those mayors to enter the municipal buildings in the municipalities for which they are now mayors. Local people objected to that and in some cases blocked the entrance of the mayors. And then that did indeed degenerate into some violent scenes. Police intervened, tear gas was fired, and the mayors eventually were escorted into the buildings by the police.
The Belgian aid worker Olivier van de Castelle, who was held in an Iranian prison for more than 400 days on espionage charges, has arrived back home. Earlier, the Belgian Prime Minister confirmed he was released in exchange for an Iranian diplomat, Asadullah Asadi. Sudan's defence ministry has called on retired soldiers to arm themselves at the nearest military bases as sporadic clashes continue with the paramilitary RSF. Residents of Khartoum say looting, kidnapping and sexual violence are on the rise, despite the 7-day ceasefire currently in force. Fighting has also been reported in the capital of North Darfur. Heavy artillery was heard on Friday morning. 11 people are said to have been wounded. Leonidas Ruge-Malila from the World Food Programme says it's under extreme pressure to help refugees fleeing Sudan.
The need for humanitarian assistance, mainly food, is increasing. So this year, WFP plans to support around 5.8 million people, but already we have a funding gap of almost $400 million.
BBC News. The European Union is to send a top human rights envoy to Cuba in November. Eamon Gilmore will examine the situation since the mass arrests that took place during anti-government protests 2 years ago. Hundreds of Cubans are still in jail for their part in the protests, the largest since the Communist Revolution more than 60 years ago. Tens of thousands of supporters of the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have turned out in Istanbul for one of the final rallies before Sunday's runoff vote. Mr. Erdogan, who holds a clear lead over his rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, told them to vote for a united parliament and presidency. Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu highlighted Turkey's economic problems. Guatemala's Constitutional Court has rejected an appeal by Carlos Pineda, a leading presidential candidate, against his exclusion from next month's election. Mr. Pineda was disqualified in technicalities, including a failure to collect enough signatures and to file a financial report. Celine Dion has said she's going to focus on building back her strength after cancelling her world tour because of a rare neurological disorder. It causes muscle rigidity and spasms and can eventually leave sufferers struggling to walk or talk. The 55-year-old Canadian singer said touring could be really difficult, even when feeling 100%. Back in December, she explained how the disorder was affecting her.
Unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life, sometimes causing difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to.
She announced her diagnosis last December. BBC News.